It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. At best estimate, tens of thousands of children of undocumented immigrants live in the Commonwealth today. Many face an uncertain future. But Pennsylvania State Senator Lloyd Smucker, a Republican representing Lancaster and York counties, is proposing a bill that would create a path to higher education for many of these children. He's in Pittsburgh talking about immigration policy from a workforce perspective, and he joins me now in Studio A. Lloyd Smucker, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Also joining us is David Malone. He's president and CEO of Gateway Financial, and he is serving as the chair of the Pennsylvania Workforce Investment Board. Dave Malone, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
If you have a comment or question for either of our guests, you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at hashtag ESSPGH at hashtag EP Live. Senator, tell us what your bill, the Pennsylvania Dream Act, proposes to do.
Sure. The bill is fairly straightforward and simple in that it would provide for undocumented children who had been students in our K through 12, kindergarten through 12 schools. It would give them the ability to attend our state universities, our state-related universities, Pitt and Penn State, and our community colleges at the in-state tuition rates. Currently, they are required to pay what we call out-of-state rates, which are generally 2 to 3 times the in-state rate. So the requirement of the bill would just be that they attended our Pennsylvania schools for at least 2 years, and they graduated from a Pennsylvania school.
What is the policy now regarding these children? Their
sure.
parents are here. They are not documented, so their status is sketchy at best. Some of them would be considered illegal immigrants or illegal aliens, as some might say. And so where do things stand for them based on the way the laws are written now?
Well, constitutionally, the Commonwealth is required, again, by Constitution, to provide that kindergarten through 12 public education for any student in the state, regardless of status. So that's the policy today. And then what happens when they go to one of the state schools or state-related, they are required – they can attend. Many believe they can't, but they can. But they're paying 2 to 3 times what a citizen in Pennsylvania would be paying.
And so, and they don't have access to these lower rates because
right.
their parents are not citizens.
Because they're undocumented, yes.
Okay. As you travel the state, what kind of support are you seeing for this?
Well, it's been interesting because the reaction has been very good on this. Of course, there are folks who are opposed to it. But we have received a very positive reaction since introducing the bill in January.
As a Republican,
right.
you might well be breaking to some extent with many of those in your
sure.
party who don't support this policy. How have you handled the backlash on that?
Yeah, you know, I try to serve and solve problems for our communities and folks who live here in the Commonwealth. To me, this is not a partisan issue. This is about what is doing right for you know, what is the right thing to do for this group of kids. And then it's also about the economic benefit to the state. Each of these students, many of these students today are not attending college. They want to contribute. They're generally good students in school. You know, they want the same opportunity to contribute and to get good jobs as students they're going to school with. So there's a net gain to the state initially when they begin to pay tuition, another student in the school. And then long term, the economic activity and the taxes generated through that economic activity will pay back to the state many times over.
David Malone, when it comes to reforming immigration policy, what is the best way to approach it from a workforce perspective?
Well, I'm not sure I'm qualified to speak on immigration policy generally, but I can tell you that if you were to go throughout this state and talk to employers, both large and small, about problems in their industry, they would all have some issues that are indigenous to their own industries, but virtually all would mention workforce development as a big concern of theirs. So I think the senator's legislation is sort of a common sense contributor to what might be very helpful to the needs of our employers in the future.
And how can immigrants fill those needs in ways that go beyond what we typically hear that, well, you know, immigrants will take the jobs that many Americans don't want? It really goes beyond that, doesn't it?
Well beyond that. Our needs for employees goes well beyond entry-level sort of manual labor kinds of jobs. We need skilled workers in virtually every industry, and there really are an increasing number of skills necessary to even perform the duties that you would have thought as sort of rudimentary in the past. And for instance, the easy one to sort of point to is the entry-level manual for an auto mechanic is more difficult than college boards.
What do you say to someone who says, well, I don't like this idea because it takes away jobs from American citizens?
If that were true, I suppose it would be a concern, and maybe emotionally people may feel that way. But the fact is, just in southwestern Pennsylvania alone, we have 20,000 to 30,000 jobs unfilled on our website right now. So the problem is really approaching a crisis stage.
And where do you see a lot of these workers coming from?
Well, if you go to the Marcellus Shale and you look at the license plate, you'll see them from Texas and Oklahoma and pretty much everywhere else in the country. But here, we just don't have workers that want those jobs. And those are very high-paying jobs with a nice career ladder and good training attached to them.
And Senator Smucker, when it comes to immigration reform at the national level, what form do you think it should take? It is a debate that has been kind of put on the back burner as we deal with debt ceiling issues and some of the tensions and problems that exist overseas. But we seem to be getting back to that discussion now in Congress in Washington. As you follow this conversation, what shape do you think it needs to take?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm not an expert on immigration policy at the federal level, and nor do I want folks to confuse the Pennsylvania Dream Act with the debate that's happening there.
Right, it does impact us.
It does, but the Pennsylvania Dream Act, again, it's narrow in its focus. Mm-hmm. It is providing opportunity for kids who were brought here usually at an early age, obviously through no choice of their own. These are kids who this is their home, and you know, were they sent back to a country they came from, it would be a strange land to them, and it would be living with strangers. These are kids who are attending school, conceivably with my kids. I have three kids in public schools here in Pennsylvania. So this is the bill is very narrowly focused to provide opportunity for kids who are here and who really want to contribute. So, in fact, some of the opposition to the bill does get wrapped up in the larger immigration debate that is going on in the country. My view on the federal immigration policy is that it absolutely is broken, and it does need to be fixed.
How do you fix it?
For
example, if one of the things people talk about is the idea of giving a path to citizenship mm-hmm. to those who are here as undocumented workers and citizens, so is that part of a broader policy that makes sense to you?
Without speaking specifically to policy there, I'll just say that we obviously are a country that is built on immigration, and across the world, America is still seen as a land of wonderful opportunity. You take part in a citizenship ceremony, as I believe everyone should have the opportunity to do, and you begin to realize that is still the case. I think we should welcome folks who want to come here to work hard, to support their families, and who want to live the American dream.
When you look at the policy, let's talk about it in a general sense, where we stand right now in this country. You've said it's broken. So what is the fix, or what is a potentially a fix?
Again, I haven't spent a lot of time on federal policy. It's not something that we get to deal with on a daily basis. One of the areas where I can potentially have some impact is on this on the Pennsylvania DREAM Act, where we can make a real difference in the lives of kids who are here, and we can send a message that we do welcome folks to our Commonwealth.
Let's take a call from Julian from East Liberty. Julian, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. You are on with Senator Lloyd Smucker and Dave Malone.
Yeah, how you doing? I was wondering what percentage of undocumented workers there are in Pennsylvania as compared to the nation at large, and exactly what are those jobs that are included in the 40,000 that you said unfilled jobs that there are?
Dave, do you want to handle that?
I don't quite know the percentage. I can tell you that the jobs, I said 20 to 30,000, by the way, those would range from entry-level construction jobs to chemical engineers, and the gamut would spread pretty equally. Healthcare has a huge demand right now, and energy business, obviously, but tool and die manufacturers throughout the state, plastics workers are having a very difficult time finding workers.
Julian, thank you for your call. Senator, when it comes to immigration reform in Pennsylvania, in addition to the legislation that you are proposing, the Pennsylvania DREAM Act, what else do you think needs to be done in this state? What form should immigration reform in Pennsylvania take?
Well, at the state level, we don't deal with the citizenship issues, with the border issues that are the subject of much debate in the federal level. So, in fact, there aren't a whole lot of areas within Pennsylvania where we touch upon immigration policy. But again, this bill, we have a situation where currently today kids in Pennsylvania are charged at two or three times the in-state rate. So that's just one area, and you know, we'll take it a step at a time. This bill, you know, is the subject of debate now, and we'll see how whether this makes its way through and gets passed into law.
David Malone, a quick final word.
Yeah, I just think it's fair to say that the Senator and I are aligned in clearly understanding that however workers get here, it's our job or our desire to try to make them as productive as possible. And our employers are desperate for workers, and connecting that dot seems like a good formula for everyone.
We've been talking with Pennsylvania State Senator Lloyd Smucker and David Malone, President and CEO of Gateway Financial. And I want to thank both of you for taking part in this conversation and for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh today.
Thank you for having us.
Coming up, a conversation with writer Gary Pomerantz on his new book, Their Life's Work, The Brotherhood of the 1970s Pittsburgh Steelers, Then and Now. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.